might have made a mistake here.
Probably the next day when all the comments start coming in, and then I kind of felt like, you know, supporters was kind of babying me, and like, this is a grown man job. You feel me? At the end of the day, we all blessed to do what we do, and it ain't nobody's fault but mine for how I played, you know, so just had to.
Is that why you didn't talk after the game? You're just frustrated with
it? Yeah, I was frustrated in myself. You know, you go out there thinking, like, that's why you can never overlook no one in the NFL at the end of the day. At the end of the day, everybody get pulled.
Do you think you overlooked the Giants receivers a little bit?
Sort of, but, you know, there ain't no excuse for it. At the end of the day, I had a sloppy game.
Did any players talk to you after you tweeted, say, hey, you just got to let go, ignore a lot of the stuff that's out there in social media?
No, I don't really think none of the players really knew that much. They don't know. They you know, didn't know that much. But, like, I just got to do better.
What can you learn from the whole experience Sunday?
Learn just to move on. Like, the best thing is, at the end of the day, we came out with the win. So, it's right now, I'm just thinking about Oakland.
Why do you think you did struggle? I mean, you thought it was the worst game of your career. Why do you think that?
Double moves. Yeah. Two penalties called on me back to back on the for them game winning drive, like stuff like the touchdown slant route, like it was horrible.
Are you feeling 100% healthy?
I'm feeling good. Yeah. Feeling good.
How close are you to 100%?
I mean, right now I feel like I'm as good as I'm going to be at the end of the day. You know, they don't make no excuse for nothing. Like, I'm out there playing, so I need to play at 100, even when you're not feeling 100. I'm not the only person out there not feeling 100.
Sometimes when guys come back from old injuries, they perform well right away, like you did obviously in that Cowboys game, and then as time goes along, and maybe they lose their legs or something like that. Is that what you think is happening with you?
I mean, you know, you're going to go through your up and down. You know, I was out, even though I was out 2 months, still, I just push myself every day, and like, recovery and everything. You know, it's difficult, of course, but, like, if I'm out there, I got to play.
That's the scheme. I mean, it's a scheme. I mean, you obviously hadn't played in it until this season. Is that
It's not. It's just little technique problems. He's got to lock in. It's little stuff.
How about moving sides, too? You started off on the left
side. Yeah. In the beginning, it was a little awkward, but I'm getting used to it. Like, you know.
Are you a guy that lets a game like that affect your confidence, or are you just kind of able to move on?
Move on. That wasn't the first time I played bad before. Like, we play corner. It could be games like when you cover tight on somebody and they make a catch on you, and it could go like that the whole game. That's just how the position is.
The Eagles fan base and the media contingency is pretty big, I guess, compared to Buffalo.
I mean, it's a huge one.
Has that been
and I love the fans, by the way. Right. You know, like, they come out every day. It's people that have been fans before I was even born. It was like I said, I was in my feelings for how I did, and it was childish.
Has it been an adjustment coming from Buffalo? Like, the type of feedback?
I mean, Buffalo fans, they some diehard fans, too. But here, it's a lot. Like, Buffalo fans, a lot of them not on social media as much. Hey, it's like everyone and their mother got a Instagram, Twitter, like everything. So you hear from like all over.
Do you see these next few weeks though as an opportunity to get prepared for playing lacrosse for the first time? And you're likely to see a very good quarterback in that first round.
Yeah, I feel like next week is going to help us, you know, all come together. And it's just going to be like, take these next few weeks as a learning experience. The blessed thing is we got that first round bye, so that helps us a lot. And then figuring out who we're going to play and things like that. So we'll be prepared.